This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, November 14th, 2016. I'm Michael Lundy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots running back Deion Lewis was officially taken off the physically unable to perform list and added to the 53-man roster on Saturday afternoon, leading many fans and media members alike to speculate that Lewis could play on Sunday. However, Lewis wound up on the inactive list for Sunday night's game against the Seattle Seahawks. Head coach Bill Belichick explained on Monday morning, saying, quote, "We have to inactivate seven players, so we can always talk about the ones who weren't active. Could they have been active? We've had a lot of healthy guys. We would have been able to activate a lot of them. Those seven, we probably would have played most of them. So every week we have to take the players we feel are best for that game. That takes us into every consideration, which is a very long list of things to consider. In the end, we take 46 players we feel give us the best chance for that game on that day. Guys that are injured, they can't play. That's not a conversation, so they're obviously on the list. Other players, that's the discussion." Belichick then closed by saying, and quote, "Players who haven't played for a year, they haven't played for a year," end quote. The Patriots are usually used to being flexed into primetime games for big matchups during the season, but this year they'll be on the other side of the fence. The NFL announced on Monday that New England's Week 12 game against the New York Jets, originally scheduled for Sunday Night Football, has been flexed to a 4:25 time slot in favor of an AFC West matchup between the 7-2 Kansas City Chiefs and the 6-3 Denver Broncos. New England's next primetime game will come in Week 14 when they host the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football, December 12th. Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman shared his thoughts on the potential rematch with the Patriots in the Super Bowl this year, following Seattle's 31-24 win over New England on Sunday Night Football. Sherman told WEI.com, quote, "If they keep playing like this, I'm guessing we'll be seeing them again. They're well coached. I think this is as much of a measuring stick for them as it is for us. I think our two teams are probably the measuring stick for the league. A game like this, putting two great competitive teams together, and you get a slobber knocker like this," end quote. Tom Brady told WEI's Kirk and Callahan morning show last Monday that he would tell them who he voted for in the presidential election on the following week's show. When asked about it this morning, Brady sang a different tune, telling the guys, quote, "I'm not talking about politics anymore, guys. I'm just not. I've got other things to worry about. Just speaking with my family, it's just a bad idea. So I know I told you I would, and after I told you I would, I changed my mind. I just don't want to get into it. I really don't. There's nothing positive that comes out of it. There's just so much negativity over the last week. I'm a positive person, and I just want to keep things positive." Asked if he's happy that his friend is in the White House, Brady responded, quote, "Like I said, I don't want to express any emotion or feelings of how I feel. You know what I am? I'm hopeful and optimistic that our country can move forward. I'm happy the election is over. I'm sure a lot of people are. And I'm going to focus on football," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more of us being on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.